You can now hear the rebroadcast of some of your favorite live programs on KNEL Podcast. KNEL has a variety of podcasts to choose from, including news, sports, talk radio, faith, and inspiration. For a list of KNEL podcasts, visit KNEL Radio homepage and look for podcast. Click on the podcast of your choice and listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio News, KNEL Sports, Hillbilly Hits, At Home with Debbie Rule, and The Network Live. KNEL making a difference with podcasts just for you.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Lynn Fez with you for KNEL. We are from the True Country Inn, Blue Bonnet Ballroom for today. We are here for the Good News Lunch, sponsored by the Brady McCullough County Chamber of Commerce for today, and we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a good program for today. The Good News Lunch, quarterly Good News Lunch, this one sponsored by Farmers Insurance presented by the Brady McCullough County Chamber of Commerce. Do it every quarter. And it's a great opportunity to find out the good news of things happening in Brady and McCullough County. And we're happy to be able to bring it to you here live on 1490 KNEL AM in Brady. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KNELradio.com. Today's program is going to be, got a number of individuals on here for today. It'll be a good program. We have somebody who will be here from the McCullough County. We'll be speaking on behalf of McCullough County, the Haven Family Shelter, Rochelle ISD, Lone ISD also here today, the Texas Ramp Project, which has been active in the area here lately, the Registered Nurse Training Program from the University of Texas in Arlington. They have representatives here. They're going to be doing a full-blown PowerPoint presentation. Fairweather Farms, Kim Kaiser, here today, and the car show coming up this weekend with Michael Cook, representing the McCullough County Child Welfare Board. The director of the program of the Chamber of Commerce, Daniel Mendoza, will be getting us started off with that for today. So this is the Good News Lunch. The folks are eating lunch right now. They're just wrapping up, getting their food and getting started with it. Food being provided by Max Barbecue for today. As Luke said, we're glad to have you with us here on KNEL. It's our pleasure to be able to come over and broadcast live these quarterly events here on KNEL, and it's great to do that today. Remind you that we are in that season when it's election time is coming up, and KNEL hosted a candidate forum on Monday night for the two candidates for the Brady City Council, and they are Terry Phillips and also Chris Martin, who are the candidates for Brady City Council, and those candidates were there. They had an opportunity to outline who they are, why they're running, why they think Brady is a great place to live, and why they would like to feel like that they could make a contribution to the Brady Chamber of City Council, not Chamber of Commerce, but the City Council. And that went very well. Both candidates did a great job. They had presentations that made sense. They also were really good at answering questions from the audience. So it went very well. We will replay that candidate forum in its entirety, all of it, next Tuesday, the 23rd, about 12:15 here on 1490 KNEL AM. We'll replay the entire program. And also remind you that by then, we'll, of course, have the entire program posted as a podcast in the KNEL website under podcast. And so you can get a couple of ways. You can put up the podcast anytime you want to listen to it. And also you can listen in on Tuesday, next Tuesday, the 5th, the 23rd, 12:15, for a replay of that candidate forum from Monday night. Also on our KNEL website, currently posted yesterday, Brady City Manager Aaron Corbell provided information for the news media on a rundown of the five issues, the five questions that are going to be on the local election ballot, in addition to the selection of a member for City Council. Also, five questions on there for approval or by the residents of Brady. Four of them dealing with amendments to the city charter. One is a question about authorizing the city to sell the gas operation. And in the information from Aaron Corbell, she gives a sort of a brief explanation of what the each question is is doing. You have, of course, the first issue on the ballot would be to basically eliminate parts of the old city charter that are duplicate state law, and then the next check that would be one that is no longer applicable, and there's a third one that has to do with changing the number of people signatures required for a referendum in the city. Basic gist of that one is that currently it is based on the number of voters in the last election. In the future, it would be based on the number of qualified voters. And the net effect of that is that because there are always more qualified voters than actual voters, the number of people required, number of signatures required for a referendum would increase significantly when you start looking at requiring a minimum number of the percentage of the qualified voters as opposed to those people who actually came out and vote. So that is the key difference there on that one. Also, one of the measures would change the language in the charter so that a person who was a sitting member of city council or mayor could not, after resigning during their existing term, come back and run for a different post in city government while that term was still ongoing. And so that's a change from that. So some basic changes there. And then the question of the gas company, the point that Aaron Corbell makes in her comments is that the gas company, while it provides revenue to the city right now, there are a number of mandatory requirements for upgrading that facility coming from the Texas Railroad Commission that cost a lot of money, and a lot more money than the city has or feels like it could justify spending on the gas company. So they're looking and proposing and recommending to the public that the city sell it to a larger gas company, or existing gas company that would be able to make those required changes and still be able to provide gas, natural gas, to the public at a reasonable price. And they don't think that would be possible if the city had to make those changes. That's the gist of those comments that would suggest to you. They're there on our website at canielradio.com. You can go check that out yourself. Also, they are printed in detail on the city's website. If you wanted to check those out in great detail, you could do that by going to the city website and checking out those proposals, the four questions for changes to the city charter, and then also the question about the gas company. Again, early voting begins next Monday, the 22nd. Will extend through Tuesday, the 30th. The hours are 8 to 5 at Brady City Hall for early voting on Election Day, May 4th. The voting will be from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. at Brady City Hall for the election on May 4th for the election that day. Also around the area, a reminder that in Mason, there will be a election of the mayor of Mason. There's a contested race for mayor, the incumbent mayor, Frank Bartlett, being challenged by Mason City Commissioner Anna Velez in that race on the 4th of May. So things are coming up fast. Other things happening around the area this week. Of course, there's the big car show coming up this weekend, and Michael Kirk with the Child Welfare Board is on the agenda for today's session of the Good News Lunch. And Michael Cook, the member of the board, he'll be talking about that for today. Again, the members, people who are scheduled to speak today are Randy Deans, McCullough County Commissioner, Holly Garza from the Haven Family Shelter, Matthew Fields from the Rochelle ISD, Kate Shackelford from the Lone ISD, from the Texas Ramp Project, Brandon Corbin, also from the Registered Nursing Program at UT Arlington, Sue Mester, and also Fairweather Farm, Tim Kaiser is on the agenda, and, as you said, Michael Cook from the Child Welfare Board, also report on the sort of a give a quick rundown as part of the meeting this morning. The final item will be a quick rundown on the Heart of Texas Country Music Festival that concluded in March. Just give the attendees here a quick rundown on the count, the number of people who came, some of the events that were planned, the number of events, which ones were the biggest ones, had the most attendees. I'll give you a rundown on that, just a couple of minutes on that before we get to it. Well, we're waiting on the program to get started. Folks look like they're all have all been fed and are eating their lunch. And again, courtesy of Max Barbecue providing the meal for today. And then we'll get the program started here in just a few minutes for today for this quarterly meeting of the McCullough County Good News Business Lunch, sponsored by the Brady McCullough County Chamber of Commerce. Something's been going on for a number of years now. We started a number of years ago because it just seemed like there needed to be an opportunity to talk about the good things that are happening in McCullough County, and we decided, well, we'll just call it the good things. We're ready to go. Daniel Mendoza is making his way to the microphone.
All righty. I hope y'all are enjoying the food. Again, we want to thank Farmers Insurance for being our sponsor today. And we have Lisa Marino that's going to come up and do her little presentation. Once she's done, we'll just go ahead and start. So we'll start down from the presentation list.
Hello. I mean, I don't really have a presentation. I just wanted to introduce ourselves. And I have my little cheat sheet and my glasses in case I need to cheat because you never know. Hello and welcome. Thank you, Chamber, for having us here today. For those that don't know me, I'm Lisa Marino. My husband and I are in insurance and part of the Farmers Insurance family here in Brady. Also, I'd like to introduce Brad Lindberg. He is an agent for us in Mason, Menard County. So, Brad, wave and say hello. We service all of course, our local community as well as surrounding areas, and that's where Brad comes in and helps us there to be able to service several counties. We know that the insurance industry right now, as well as cost of living, gas, and everything's a little crazy. We see all the time and comments on Facebook about how everything is crazy. And so that's where we want to step in as your local insurance agent to help be a part of the solution to alleviate the headache and the ins and outs of understanding your insurance. So that's what we want to be a part of. We, hang on, I gotta make sure I have my notes here and everything. I know that it's that time of year for hail, storms, tornadoes, so we always want to be a part, like I said, of that solution. So now's the time, guys, to get out your insurance policies, whether it be your auto, your home policies, to make sure you have the proper coverages for your insurance. If you have questions on those, we're always available. Even if you are not a current customer, that's what we want to be a part of, be a customer service oriented business to our local people. It's so easy now for people to get online and dial a 1-800 number, and you have no idea who you're talking to or who you're dealing with. And that's where we come in. We want to be your local insurance agent where you are can walk in our office, you can visit with us and ask questions. You'll notice some of our business cards on the table. We have our cell phone numbers on there. We're available. If you need to call us on Sunday at 8 o'clock and you have a question or you have a claim or you have a problem, that's why we have our cell phone number on there to be a part of that. So welcome. Thank you for having us. If you don't know where we're located, we're at 1605 South Bridge Street, right next to the laundromat. Everybody knows where the laundromat is. Those that are on the radio today that are listening, our phone number is 597-3635. We can be reached that way. So once again, thank you. Come visit us. We have lots of products that we have, you know, on auto and home insurance. You see the commercials all the time that talk about auto and home insurance, but we always like to visit with the most important insurance you can possibly have, which is life insurance. For businesses here today, we also offer commercial, whether that be a business owner's policy, general liability, workers' comp. We offer those products as well. So come see us. Information is on the table. We are going to have some giveaways today at the end when we're done. We also have a contact information. If you want to be contacted, whether that be just to visit about your current policy, if you need a quote to see if we can match or beat your current policy, whether that's any of those products that we offer, you can fill out one of the contact information. I think Gabe's put some of them on the table. So come see us, and thanks for having us. All I can hear is Randy D.
I'd like to thank Farmers Insurance for the meal today. It was a really good meal. I enjoyed coming up here. I do like to eat, as most people can notice. I'm County Commissioner for Precinct 2, Randy Deans. The county has been going on with normal business every day. One of our big things coming through our county has been a Matador pipeline. In Concho County next to us near Miller's View, the pipeline is on its final wrap. All the dirt work's complete. They have a large amount of pieces of equipment going through the county, tidying up and covering up the pipeline and working back toward the Richland Valley Ranch on our east side of the county. They're in their final stages and moving out of our county, and we are happy to see that that's complete because it's caused a lot of damage to our county roads out in the rural area. They had a lot of detour truck traffic through every little county road that we had, and we are consulting with them on getting a little bit of material hauled back into the county, not at the county's expense, and they're willing to help us, so we're glad with that. Something else that's been in the works is a Rochelle Water Supply grant. We've been visiting with the administrator. All of that has to come through County Commissioner's Court for approval, and they are dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and they'll be in the bid process in the very near future. Recently, we went to a regional meeting with TxDOT discussing the two-year plans on some of their projects. One big topic that's probably in a two-year plan is redoing the sidewalks and the pavement all the way around the courthouse. So that's going to be a crazy time whenever we start tearing that apart, but they can do one half once and detour traffic around and then do the other half. It will be a burden, but it is needed. Along with the streets and drainage, they're going to redo a little bit of drainage there and try to improve that. We don't have any idea, just know that it's possibly in a two-year plan. I was in the courthouse earlier, and Brandon Simon, Central Texas Regional Director from Senator Ted Cruz, was in the courthouse. He visited with our sheriff today and some commissioners and the county judge, just wanting to know what the senator's awareness would be of something that's on my scope that I don't hear any talk about is our Texas state highways that come through our county. I think they're in very poor shape. You can't hardly drive the speed limit. We do have a lot of wrecks in our area. It's a big concern to me, along with I-14. Any discussion with anybody with TxDOT or anything doesn't have I-14 in a site in the next 20 years. I think it's needed to take some of the load weight off of our Texas state highways and our smaller highways to have an interstate. Along with I-14, there is I-27 that will be going north and south. I-14 will be going east and west through the Killeen area to San Angelo. It is expected to be coming through our county, but I don't see it in the next 20 years. The solar eclipse, I guess everybody's aware of that. Very interesting, very historical moment. I had never seen so many Californian people in Texas. Did not realize until it was here, a lot of Texas plates weren't Texas people. I spoke with people that could not speak English, and it was not Spanish. We communicated lightly. These people flooded out of Austin and east of us back in our area due to the cloud cover. They all wanted to get the view. They were all here for the same thing. They traveled for miles and miles around. I had to explain to some of our people of the community, we just got to get through this 3 or 4 hours on Monday. These people will start drifting out of our county, and they're all here for the same reason. We just got to get through it. To my knowledge, anywhere in the county, we didn't have anything catastrophic, any wrecks on the highways. Very surprising. We did as much preparation with first responders and police that we could possibly do with the resources that we had. We survived it, and ought to be proud that nothing major happened. There were lots of people everywhere, so very interesting. We will continue to work with the county business and county commissioner's court and welcome anybody to come into the courtroom 9 o'clock on Mondays, first and third. I got too many numbers going through my mind. But you're welcome to come in and visit commissioner's court and see what we have and what we're doing on a daily basis. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Holly, and I am with the Haven Family Shelter here in Brady. I'm the outreach coordinator there, so what that means is that I'm responsible for events and presentations and speaking to the public about who we are and what it is that we do. Most of you already know we are a domestic violence and sexual assault emergency shelter located here in town. Real quick, I just wanted to say that a lot of people don't realize how many counties we cover. We cover McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, Kimball, and Edwards. And Edwards County is way over there in Rock Springs. So our reach is far. Next week, really all we got coming up is Denim Day. I know a lot of y'all have heard about that. It's where we ask the community to wear denim in support of sexual assault survivors. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month for us. So we're asking community members just to do that, and then we'll come around, take a picture with you, or you can post it to our Facebook or whatever's easiest. Real quick, just the Haven is really focusing on our presence in other counties this year. We feel like we have a pretty strong presence here in Brady, and so we are taking our Coffee with a Cop little event that we do. We're taking that to other counties. And so it's something we've never done before, so we're super excited about it. I will be doing that in Mason next month and then also in Menard come June. So now I just got to get Eden Junction and Rock Springs and all the things. Our focus also, we're focusing on increasing our advocacy and our support groups. So if you or someone you know is a victim of domestic violence, sexual assault, bullying, human trafficking, or stalking, please call us and let us see how we can help you. A few numbers for y'all in the last 3 months. Since our last Good News Luncheon, we've served about 40 clients, and that includes sexual assault, domestic violence. That includes our outreach, which is like clients that just come for counseling, and that also includes our. So it's a pretty good, pretty high number for 3 months. And the other numbers, that totals about 2,750 services. And so when I say services, that means anything from transportation to law enforcement accompaniment or medical accompaniment or peer support and advocacy and sitting down with them and helping them fill out an application for a job or housing or just anything you can think of. And that totals around 1,300 hours that we've provided those services. And because it is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, about 250 of those hours were specifically for sexual assault victims. A few cool things going on at the Haven. Our donations, the community and the surrounding communities are amazing. We've had donations coming in left and right, and we take everything, household items, appliances, that includes refrigerators, stoves, couches, dressers, anything that you can put in a house, we will take it. If it's something that we can't use, we do filter it through to the mercantile. So it stays in McCullough County. We like to use the furniture for clients who are moving out. If they got their housing or an apartment or whatever the case may be, we can help them get established. So we really love those donations. Once again, shout out to the McCullough County Sheriff's Office, their trustees. They're just a huge blessing to us. They come help do all the, just everything at the shelter that we can think of, any maintenance, cleaning up, yard work. So we're super thankful for them. And let's see, what else? Lastly, we do have a new employee. None of them are with me here today, so maybe they'll be here with me next time. But if you see a new face with us, her name's Michelle, stopping, tell her hi and introduce yourself. And that's pretty much it for us. Thank you.
Hello. You hear me? Hello. Much better. Hi, my name is Shane Feist. I'm the principal at Rochelle ISD. I am filling in for Dr. Fields, our brilliant superintendent, who wasn't able to be here today. Let me just start off to say what a privilege it is to represent a little school just down the road that we think.
Do what? Both. Oh, thank you. So we're on the radio. What a privilege it is to represent a small little school right down the road that we think so very highly of. It's hard to believe that there's only a little over a month left of school. We have 9 seniors graduating, and happy to announce that all 9 seniors have committed to some form of post-secondary endeavor, whether that's trade school or college. So good news, if you follow our Facebook page, you saw that our boys advanced yesterday to the state golf tournament. Our girls are participating today and tomorrow, so please stay tuned to Facebook and get those updates. Our teachers, our coaches do a really great job of posting and keeping everyone informed the moment it happens. So the moment their kiddos come back from the golf tournament in Mount Pleasant, they will then load up on a bus and head to Denton for the regional track meet. Quite a few kids are competing, but I know there's eyes on a 5-foot-tall junior who advanced to state last year, Sydney Smith. We have high expectations for her at this year's state track meet. And our UIL last week was runner-up in district, and they are competing next week in Plano. So busy times. And what is a hot topic right now in Rochelle is the bond. You know, Rochelle's trying to pass a 24-cent tax increase bond to renovate the elementary building, add a new ag barn, progressively over the next couple of years, replace some old buses. Rumor has it we may be getting, if the bond passes, a Suburban. and voting day is May 4th, so if you know someone who lives in the district, please support us. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you to Farmers Insurance for the lovely meal that we had. Hello, I'm Tanya Rabinault. Our new superintendent, Kay Shackelford, asked me to step in today and speak for her. This year, we have had administrative transitions on campus. However, these transitions did not give us any setbacks. We've actually had growth in many areas on campus. This year, our academic challenges from the past, we want to say they're over. We've had that much growth this year. We've had students qualify for advanced courses on campus. Currently, we're offering college classes. And this year, our UIL high school had more participation than we've had in many, many years. And we had students that advanced on to regionals as well in our academic event. I would like to think that this rise in academic success has also helped our ag department. We have a new ag teacher. She's a young go-getter. Her name is Mackenzie Trawick. She came in this first year and took 2 teams to the area leadership event. And that's a a real hard task to overcome. It's really competitive. Our guidance under Coach Brock has really taken our athletic program to see huge improvements. This season, the Eagles qualified students for the area track meet, and we also will be attending the regional meet this weekend in Denton. So we're excited about that. Unlike many schools in the state of Texas, I have a smile on my face, and I tell you, we are fully staffed. With highly qualified teachers, I'm very, very proud of this. They are providing quality instruction to our students at Loan. And that is a direct fact to the academic success that we have seen over the last couple of years. I really do have a smile on my face about that. So right now, it truly is a great time to be an Eagle. I have with me Mr. Slatton. He is our technology director. Actually, he has many titles, but I'll let him talk more about that.
As Ms. Rabinow said, I am the tech director for Loan ISD. I'm also the one-act play director and a music teacher and the UI academic coordinator. So I have a bunch of different titles. Since taking on this position, I've been able to make our campus a one-to-one district. So what that means is all of our students from first grade all the way through 12th grade have a Chromebook that's available to them to use for academic purposes. I also wanted to brag on the positives of our UIL participation that Ms. Rabinow mentioned. We have 30 students in our high school, and we took 18 of those 30 kids to our district competition, and we have 6 of them that are advancing to the regional meet, which is a pretty big deal for Little Old Loan. Our one-act play was named as the alternate play at the district level, and we received 3 All-Star Acting Awards for some of our kiddos. We've also dipped our toe in the water and started an elementary music program this year, and we're going to expand that next year to junior high and high school with the drum line, so we're super excited about that, or at least I am. Great things are happening in Eagle Country, and we are excited to continue to grow and do great things with and for our students. Thank you very much.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Brandon Corbin. I'm here today to talk to you about the Texas Ramps Project. I'm here with Brother Randy and my other brother Randy. So I don't know if anybody gets that, don't you? Yeah, we're blessed to have a lot of Randys. So I'm from Menard, Texas. We have a small mission team over there, and a few years ago, we got affiliated with the Texas Ramps Project. It's a bigger charity that grew out of the Metroplex, and they have presence in almost every part of the state now. At its simplest, we build wheelchair ramps. They've developed a modular system to where people with unskilled labor, like me, unlike Randy, can go. And on a Saturday morning, we can assemble one of these things. Their goal is that every Texan has safe access to their home, in and out of their home. And as many of you know, we have a lot of medical professionals here regionally. And a lot of these folks end up homebound just because they can't get up and down their front steps. So I have a bunch of stats here. I'm going to move kind of quickly, but 26,591 ramps built in the state of Texas, 13.45 million in donated labor, and 17.2 in donated materials. So really the reason we came here today is that there's a budding presence here in Brady. I want to really recognize Randy Burrows. He's taken a lead on that, and there's a team being established here. I would love to hand you one of these brochures and talk to you about how you can get involved. So anything to add, Randy?
Pretty much done.
Okay, great. So again, we thank you for your time and attention. And if you have any interest at all, you can go to texasramps.org, and we'd be happy to hand you one of these. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. good afternoon. My name is Joanne Grimes. I thank y'all for a few minutes of your time this afternoon. I work for UT Arlington. I'm part of, I'm a clinical adjunct professor, so I take students to clinical for our AOBSN program that we're here to talk to you a little bit about. But I'm also a liaison for our rural health team. So, like I said, my name is Joanne Grimes, and I work for the University of Texas at Arlington, and I have Kimberly Jones that's with me. She works to help with student recruitment and help get students started in our nursing program. We have a Center for Rural Health that opened up in 2021, and I'm part of the liaison team, and that's what brought me to Brady was I visit the critical access and rural hospitals to see how we can help meet the needs that the community has. Of course, when we first started our center, one of the things that we kept hearing was nurses, because there is a nursing shortage. And so the accelerated online program is unique in the way that it can help facilitate that need. And I'm going to let Kim Jones talk about our program, and she'll probably be much better with the mic.
I know, we'll see. But let me know if you can't hear me. So thank you again, Joanne. I'm going to give you a little background about UT Arlington's online program. We are the largest public college of nursing in the country based on enrollments and graduates, and many of those graduates and enrollments are in our online program. And so we are also the number one producer of BSN graduates in the state of Texas. All of our programs are all going to be CCNE accredited, and we are also a National League for Nursing Center of Excellence school. For the accelerated BSN that Joanne just mentioned that we will be bringing to your community, UTA's pass rate for the first-time NCLEX exam is over 93% for this program. The state average for the pass rate for the first time is 84.2, and nationally that pass rate is 79.1, so we're very excited about bringing this program to your community, bringing it to the heart of Texas healthcare system and the citizens of Brady and the surrounding area. With this program, nurses will be able to, our employees or citizens will be able to enter the nursing workforce quicker and more seamlessly. They will be able to do their coursework online. They will be able to work through their clinicals here locally without having to leave your community. And so this will also help them become familiar with the hospital they're working in and be able to retain them locally as well to increase the nurses that are available here in your community. The coursework itself will be fully online. So again, they will not have to go to the UTA campus. They will be able to do that coursework from their home. And then the clinicals will be done locally in the Brady, Llano, and Marble Falls area. So, and then the students will be directly supervised by UTA nursing faculty. And the program, the upper division program, can be completed in as little as 15 months. So again, they can quickly accelerate through the program and be BSN prepared when they finish. There are also workforce grants available to help them fund their program. So definitely make sure to check in your county, or if you know somebody, maybe it's a friend, a relative that might be interested in becoming a nurse. This is a great program that they might want to look into. And Joanne and I will actually be out in the foyer with information. So if anybody has any questions, you can certainly come and speak to us. The total cost of that upper division program is the $21,675, and that's broken down at $425 per credit hour. So the AOBSN program has a few steps to it. So the student will apply and gain admission to UTA. They will make sure that they have their general prerequisite courses done that can all be transferred in, and then they'll apply to the College of Nursing. And so, again, they will be able to identify that they are locally here so that they can do their clinicals in Llano, Brady, and Marble Falls. We do have a partnership with Heart of Texas Healthcare System, and their employees will get priority placement in this program. And then, of course, your local community members that might be interested in the program can also be placed within the program. We do start twice a year for the program, in August and in January. And so if anybody is interested in finding out more information, they can go to academicpartnerships.uta.edu for more information. And then they would go ahead and request information or apply and make sure that they include their flexible partnership code that we can provide to them, and then submit their transcript to UTR Lincoln. And so that's all we have here today. We will be at the hospital later today once we finish here, but we are welcome to answer any questions you may have, or if you have somebody that you think may be interested, would like to pick up flyers for them, or if you'd like to put them in your local businesses, please, we have all of that information out in the foyer, and we're happy to help you with it. Thank you.
Okay, double mic. Hi, my name is Kim Kaiser, and I brought my handsome hubby with me today, Hayden, there in the back, and we own Fairweather Farm. If you look at your paper, it says farms. We don't need any more work, just one. One farm is plenty. We have been extremely busy at the farm. This fall, we added a new horse barn, tack room. We've been doing riding lessons in camp since September. So that's been a blast. If you know any little kids that are interested in riding, send them my way. We have been doing farm club also. We have about 30 families that come out with kids age ranging from 1 to 12 years old, and that is a blast. We hosted 3 days of field trips. A couple weeks ago, we had Brady, Rochelle, and a school from Brownwood. So that is a lot of fun, and then we have a couple birthday parties that we're hosting out there at the farm, too. Fun things that we have added at the farm, we're constantly just putting every penny back into it, helping it grow. If you're from Brady and you remember Richards Park, used to have this swing, it's kind of like a T, and there was a swing on each side of it, and you would push your feet around, and it would just go in a circle. So they got rid of that at the park, and probably because it was too dangerous, but I thought it was too fun not to have. So Roy Nuncio built me one, and it has 4 swings, and it just goes around, and those kids have an absolute blast on that. So you might want to come try it, if you know, relive your glory days. Our last public event that we had was on Good Friday. It was Spring Fest, and the main event was a egg hunt, and I stuffed, with the help of a few, 2,050 eggs. It was awesome. We had over 30 businesses and individuals buy into this project. Many of you are here today, so thank you so much. I'm still getting my thank you notes out. Sorry, it's been a little crazy. But wow, it was awesome. The kids got to open eggs that had all kinds of fun stuff, like dollar bills, and then coupons to get popcorn from the snack shack, or you know, the air flyer, foam flyer planes. But the main goal of that egg hunt is to get the kids back out into the community. So a lot of businesses gave me coupons for their businesses, like free donuts, free haircuts, free pizza. And so that's awesome, because I love to see the kids back out in Brady. So yes, those businesses were awesome for participating, and I did not get around to every business in Brady, obviously. So if that's something you're interested in helping me with next year, I start looking about end of February. So please reach out to me if you want to partake in that. We had about 300 people there for Spring Fest, and we had Vision Heights Church. They were there with their barrel train, getting donations for their preschool. So that was awesome. And then Ruiz Rospa, she's a young entrepreneur. She always makes a killing with her snow cones. So we love inviting other businesses and groups out to the farm as well. And those events for the public are free. And so if you get involved with me, it's great advertising and lots of fun to get your name out there with all those families as well. Let's see. We have We have some big stuff coming up with the farm. I'm going to leave you in suspense about that. But some little stuff is that I'm really kind of wanting a permanent sign somewhere on Bridge Street-ish. Hayden has tried to help me several times put our folding wooden sign up again and again and again because the wind just takes it out. So if anyone's got some real estate on Bridge Street and would love to put a sign there, just holler at me. I don't even know where to begin with all that. I'm sure there's a permit and all that stuff I need. But anyway, just kind of tuck that nugget away for me. And if you have any high schoolers that like to mow or weed whack, send them my way too, because that's a constant chore out there. Very thankful for all the rain, but it does make a chore for us. A couple things coming up is we'll do some horse camps this summer. And, of course, we'll be in the parade again with our goats. They have a blast seeing all the kids at the parade. It's kind of fun and silly. And then Pumpkin Fest is going to be the first weekend in October. Mark it on your calendar. This scarecrow creation out there is awesome. If you haven't been, you would not believe the creativity in Brady. So make sure you come out. Again, those public events are free. Bring your kids, bring your grandkids. Make a scarecrow with your business, the fun contest. So that's all I have. Thank you all so much for your support.
All right. I'm the only one standing in your way before you get to leave. So my name is Michael Cook. I'm with the McCullough County Child Welfare Board, and I'm here to talk about our 9th annual Heart of Texas car show at Swap Meet. That'll be this Saturday, rain or shine. So go ahead and get that plan on coming, even if it rains. It looks like we are going to get some sort of rain. We just hopefully it'll hold off for the event. But we had – it's going to be another good year. I think we've had over 47 different sponsors of some sort, whether it be raffle sponsors, in-kind donations, and then cash donations. So, you know, big thank you to all of our sponsors. I see a few of y'all in here. I did want to recognize some of our platinum sponsors, Back on Your Feet Recovery, Autotex, Brady Communications, Solana Motors, Gibson Automotive, Terry and Linda Phillips, and Heart of Texas Healthcare System, and then Merle Walter, who owns Honest Merle's Resale Shop, Mackenzie Morris, Little M Stuff and Things. So a few things. Big thank you to those sponsors. You know, without all the sponsors, we couldn't let the have the event go on. A few things that are going to be out there. We will have free snow cones for the kids. So bring your kids out there at least to get a snow cone, walk around, see all the cool cars that are going to come. Should be a really good time. We are going to have raffle opportunities. And I did bring raffle tickets with me in case you're not going to make it out there. You can come see me here in a few minutes, and I can get you some raffle tickets. Those raffle tickets are $5 a piece or $5 for $25. All the proceeds are benefiting the Child Welfare Board. A few of the things that you can win, we have seven different chances to win. There are seven different items to win. Two $500 gift cards. One was donated by Merle Walter. One was donated by Yellow Shirt Premium Sales in memory of Angelique Walter. We have 50 pounds of ground beef donated by BSAC Ranch. Another 25 pounds of ground beef that was donated by Winter's Family Beef. A Yeti bag cooler donated by Commercial National Bank. A Yeti 45-quart Tundra cooler was donated by Texas Wildlife Supply. And then a $100 Lewakey gift card donated by Lewakey Steakhouse. So if any of those seem interesting to you, if you want to try and win, come see me, and I got you plenty of raffle tickets we can get you. So come on out 9 to 2 at Richards Park. If you have a car, bring it. $25 to enter the car in. It'll be behind the show barn unless we, you know, some rain kind of fools those plans that we'd move it on the front side of the show barn to get out of mud. So plan on coming. Bring your kids in conjunction with BYSF opening day. So if you've got games out there, come on down to the just walk on down to where we're at after your games and come see what we got. And then that's all I got. Thank you again to all of our sponsors that we had, and thank you all.
Well, Michael was almost right. You've not quite finished yet. My name is Lynn Ferris. I just want to give you a quick recap on the Heart of Texas Country Music Festival that was held, get this right, that was held back in March. At the event, celebrating 35 years of the Heart of Texas Country Music Association. It's a pretty good program. 10 days, 22 shows, dances and performances over the 10 days that the festival was underway. They had about 3,500 tickets sold to people who came from all over the country. They had about 22 states, a number of foreign countries, places like Ireland, Japan, Sweden had folks here. Biggest performances in terms of ticket sales were for the Bellamy Brothers on their show, Jake Hooker and the Jeff Woolsey and the Mo Bandy. They also were big sellers for the year. So it was a good program. Turned out real well, and with the crowd that we had, 3,500 tickets was pretty good. Just quickly, if you're curious about where they stand on the work on the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum on South Bridge Street, the dirt work, the foundation, the steel framing, all in place. The sides are being added. Insulation will be going up soon. They've raised about $350,000 for the project, and it still need about another $100,000 to complete the interior, but it's on track, so I hope to get that done. So that's quickly. Appreciate you being here. And Brandon?
All righty. We want to thank everybody for coming out. You know, it's always good to hear the good news that's happening here in Brady. And if you take a look around and, you know, look around town, especially during the eclipse, you know, you see people walking around, you see people visiting our park. Our parks look good. Our lakes look good. Our town's starting to slowly grow. We're right back up on that uphill. And so it's because of people like you that do work for our community and help us grow. And so I want to thank you all for coming out. Thank you all for everything you all do and your business that you have here in Brady and McCullough County. A couple warm-up announcements. We do have a chamber banquet coming up. And so if you're interested in getting some tickets, please let us know. And then we also have AJ Castillo coming in. That's going to be at the street dance here on the square on May the 4th. Lisa and Gabe actually have a couple giveaways. And so if you look under your chair, some of you might be a little lucky and have a ticket. If you got a ticket, come on up. There should be three tickets out there, three total. I see one. Anybody else? There's two. Okay. There's one left. There's three. All righty. Again, all right, so all three have been found. Again, I just want to thank everybody for coming out again. We want to thank Farmers Insurance for sponsoring us, True Country for allowing us to have this event here. It's always a success, and Max for catering the meal. So thank you, everybody. Y'all have a good day.
And that does wrap up the Good News Lunch for today here for the second quarter of the Brady McCullough County Chamber of Commerce with the Good News Lunch sponsor here today at today. Program included a number of folks from the community and giving a rundown on that. McCullough County Commissioner for Precinct 2, Randy Deans, the Haven Family Shelter with reporting on that one. Holly Garza there. Matthew Fields from the Rochelle ISD. Sonia Rabinoff from the Lone ISD. Brandon Corbin from the Texas Ramp Project. Two ladies from the University of Texas at Arlington nursing program presenting a program that's getting started in McCullough County, and we'll have a connection with the local hospital. And then Kim Kaiser with Fairweather Farms, she points out, and the ninth annual Heart of Texas Country, Heart of Texas Car Show and Swap Meet is coming up this weekend, sponsored by the McCullough County Child Welfare Board. Giving a rundown of that from Michael Cook. So it was a good program. Things are going on. The next event for the Chamber of Commerce will be the annual Chamber Banquet, which will be a week from tomorrow. Tomorrow night out at the Brady Civic Center. gets underway. It's a great opportunity to recognize individuals in the community who are doing really great things for the community. Kenny O will be there. We're going to be streaming the presentations of the awards and the recognition and the acceptance of those awards on Facebook Live for the area. We'll be doing that on Thursday night next week, streaming live the presentation of those awards. We'll also be recording all of that, and we'll have a special programming on KNEL Radio coming up in the days after that, featuring the people who are receiving awards this year and the nominations that are presented for them, and also the description of why they are being recognized and also their reaction to it. So we're looking forward to that, the change in the way we've been doing things. Facebook streaming live, the Facebook live on Thursday night, and then the recording of replay of those on the air on KNEL during our news programs and in the morning program in days after the ceremonies. And for those who are keeping track, the next quarterly business lunch will be August 14th for the next business lunch. For all of us at KNEL Radio, we appreciate you being with us and hope that you will have a great day today. And stay tuned. We'll get you back to great classic hits right here on KNEL. Coming up in just a moment, right here on KNEL. For all of us at KNEL, I'm Lynn Ferris. Have a great day.
You can now hear the rebroadcast of some of your favorite live programs on KNEL Podcast. KNEL has a variety of podcasts to choose from, including news, sports, talk radio, faith, and inspiration. For a list of KNEL podcasts, visit KNEL Radio homepage and look for podcast. Click on the podcast of your choice and listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio News, KNEL Sports, Hillbilly Hits, At Home with Debbie Rule, and The Network Live. KNEL, making a difference with podcasts just for you.